Because of the way he taught, then it did have, it was applicable to whatever you are. You know, it wasn't a teaching only for monks or nuns. He could bring the Dhamma into the most practical situation. So some of the villagers, Thai villagers in the Ubon, were very much. They would tell me how they never understood Buddhism until they met Lungpa Cha. And they always thought before they met him that they could never practice it, that practice was so difficult that you had to have all these kind of accumulated virtues and you had to be a monk. And so they're quite generous in supporting us because they felt that we were doing it and they hadn't. They couldn't. But Lungpa Cha would get them to see it wasn't, that's just some kind of bias they have. And so he would give them ways of meditating, practicing too, in their village life and in their family life. So it was based on mindfulness, the basis of sila, samadhi, panya, or morality and developing meditation and insight and wisdom. But it would apply to anyone. And so he was quite a presence in Thailand, and influenced it from the royal family down to the rice farmers of northeast Thailand and Westerners because it was so simple and direct and applied to whoever you are, you know, whatever you have to live, however you have to live your life.
There didn't seem to be like special teachings for monks and that they weren't available for lay people. The teachings that he gave seem to be very free and open as they are from the monasteries now for whoever is there. Present to receive them. And I also felt one of the things I really appreciated when the few times that I spent a little bit of time with him in England and Thailand was that he didn't dilute anything. Oh, because you're, you know, a young lay woman, you wouldn't understand the real essence of the teaching. In fact, he was very ruthless and and really, I felt at one point really was willing to be totally direct with me in terms of my own ignorance and in terms of really being, you know, giving a very immediate teaching about the nature of non-self. He didn't sort of hide that and say, well, you can only have access to this teaching after you've sat so many retreats or you've been a monk or nun for so many years. I mean, he didn't even know me, really. He just took the opportunity to go boom, right in and give a very profound teaching. So I really appreciated that very much, that there was not, he didn't respond to the external appearance but went to the hearts, you know, and sort of grabbed you in that way.